Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the one who is the resurrection, the life, who helps us in all of our needs. Amen. Our text is the Gospel, Luke 7. Let's pray. Lord, ever open our ears and our minds and our hearts to receive your word. Plant it deep in our hearts that it bear abundant fruit in us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Does anyone here like meetings? You have a meeting tomorrow morning, you just can't wait for the meeting. Most of us don't like meetings a whole lot because meetings can be long, meetings can be boring, meetings you can argue at, and sometimes meetings seem very unsuccessful. Why did we even meet? We accomplished nothing. We have a dramatic, powerful meeting in Luke 7. What a meeting! Picture the scene. You have Jesus coming to the town of Nain up in Galilee. He has a crowd with him. There's probably smiles. There's joy. Jesus is the great miracle worker. He's the great teacher. What's he going to do? There with Jesus, joy, smiles, laughter as they enter the town. And then you have a different crowd that meets that crowd at the gate. Totally different crowd. You have the dead son of a widow. A very helpless, tragic situation. A funeral procession. We've all been there. No smiles and laughter, crying and sadness. And they meet at the gate. Jesus coming in. They are going out. What happens at this meeting? Life meets death head on at the gate. Joy meets sadness. God meets grief and sorrow. The living Son of God meets the dead son of a widow. What's going to happen when they meet at the gate? Let me say three things about this meeting to put in the context of a meeting. First of all, it's a very simple, straightforward meeting. How many items are on the agenda for that day? Not 10, not 5, not 3, not 2. One item on the agenda. And that is to conquer death and give this son back to his mom, that there be joy again and reunion. That's the one item on the agenda. I must conquer death. That's why Christ is there. Don't read this and think this is happenstance. That just by coincidence and happenstance and lucky timing that Jesus was entering the gate when this funeral procession is leaving. Just seemed to happen that way. This is divine providence. This is Jesus, the great Lion of Judah, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, God in the flesh, who has come to take on death. He wants to do it in a very public, dramatic way so the people would respond, God has visited his people. This is the Son of God among us, the one person, because he's God, that can conquer death itself. None of us can. Life meeting death. Jesus has ordained the entire thing to be there right, precisely at the right time. Everybody in the crowd's crying. The crowd of Jesus backs away, a funeral procession. We've seen them drive on the roads and you kind of stop and you honor a little bit, hopefully, and you're a little bit sad. I wonder who died. Your life has stopped for a moment, even if you don't know the person. If you're in the funeral procession, you're really, really sad because someone you love has died. We've all been there. And the crowd of Jesus backs away. They don't want to look. How many of you like to look at a dead person? Or touch a dead person. We don't like that kind of stuff. Back away. We're scared. We look down. We might cry. Not Jesus. No backing away. No running. It's my time as God to show again that I'm stronger than death. One thing on the agenda. And he does it all for us, doesn't he? You know, I was cutting the grass this week. And as I was cutting the grass, you know what I saw in the grass? A snake. Slithering along the grass. And what did fearless, powerful, courageous, brave Pastor Busher do as he saw a snake in the grass? Ah! And the snake was like 10 foot long with a rattle. Wrong. Not 5 foot long. Not 2 foot long. It might have been a worm for that matter. I don't know. It's a little snake. But I mean, the point being, we're such fearful people. We're always so afraid of things. A little snake in the grass or disease, sickness, tragedy, the future of my life. We're so afraid. Don't be afraid of death. Christ has conquered it. The one thing we should all be horrified of is death and judgment. Don't be afraid. Christ has conquered it. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And for that matter, I will rise. I will rise indeed. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid. Secondly, it's a very short meeting. Just the way we like them. Short and to the point. How long does it take Jesus to raise this young boy from the dead? Not more than a few seconds, if even a minute or two. It's a very short meeting. In contrast is the Old Testament lesson with Elijah. Elijah has to work a little bit to raise that young boy from the dead. Elijah carries him up to his upper room. Elijah lays on him three times. Probably a baptismal story here. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Elijah has to pray twice. Oh, God, do something here. Raise this boy from the dead. Elijah has to work because Elijah's a prophet. He must work at it a bit, if you will. Jesus doesn't have to work real hard here, it looks like. He just touches the buyer and says a few words, and the guy's alive because he's God. But this isn't so easy. The touching of the coffin is very, very important. It's the highlight of the text. You never touched a coffin in that day. It would make you unclean. You stayed away. But he intentionally, publicly goes up and touches it. The touch is a great exchange of Jesus and the dead boy. They trade places, if you will. When Jesus heals sicknesses and diseases, when Jesus raises it, it's not magic. It's not like the boy's death just disappears and dissipates into the clouds and is gone. Magic, ha ha. This isn't magic. There's a great exchange here, and it's hard work by Jesus, even though it doesn't look like it. For when Jesus touches that coffin, Jesus takes that boy's death into himself. He absorbs the boy's death into himself. That's why he will die on the cross. He takes death into himself, and he gives the boy life. He takes the boy's sin, and the boy is a sinner. That's why he died. He takes the boy's sin and gives the boy his righteousness. He takes the boy's hell. The boy deserves hell, and gives the boy his heaven. He takes all the grief of the mother and all the crowd. He takes all their grief and gives grace. All their sorrow and gives joy. The great exchange. Christ becomes us, the sinner who deserves hell, and gives us his life, his righteousness. And we are him in the sight of God, and we live. That's what's happening. The great exchange of Jesus and the boy. The living God for a dead young man. You know what I touched when I was doing some landscaping? Poison ivy. And when you touch poison ivy, what happens? Believe it or not, the poison ivy plant turned into a rose. I don't believe that. But did I get poison ivy? Yes, it infected me. Did I change the poison ivy into a rose and it suddenly couldn't hurt anybody because it's a beautiful flower? That didn't happen. It remained poison ivy there to affect somebody else if they touch it. And that's the way the world works. But not with the Son of God. He has touched us in the waters of baptism. He touches our ears with his word today. He will touch you with his body and blood. You touch Jesus right here. He touches you. And oh, the great exchange. He gives his life to me and takes my death. He gives salvation to me and takes my sin. He takes my hell and gives me heaven. He turns me into that flower, into that rose, into that child of God, a saint. Wow, what a God I have. God has visited his people and visited me. And last of all, the meeting is very, very successful. What did the son and the widow and the crowd say after Jesus met them? Oh, that wasn't worth meeting Jesus. He didn't do anything for me. That's not what they said. I was dead, but I'm alive. The widow, the mother is so happy. A reunion is taking place. It was worth meeting Jesus. And when you come to God's house and you meet Jesus and you hear his absolution and you hear his word and you receive his living body and blood that has forgiven your sins, don't you dare leave and say you got nothing at a church. That means you just flat out don't believe. You get Jesus today, his touch today, salvation, forgiveness, and eternal life to conquer all of hell for you and me. And that's grace. So at the end of church, we sing Amazing Grace. It's a perfect miracle. Notice the seven things Jesus does. Seven, a perfect number. He saw her. He had compassion on her. That's the mother. He said to her, "Do not weep," the third thing. He, number four, came up to the coffin, which is unheard of. What's Jesus doing? He's going to touch this coffin. He shouldn't do that. He came up. He ever comes to us. He touched the coffin. Five. He says, young man, I say to you, arise. Then he gave him back to his mom. Seven, the perfect number. Details given by the Spirit. The perfect miracle. The boy died, but Jesus raises him from the dead and restores him to his mom. A picture of heaven and the reunion of saints. I saw my mom last weekend at a wedding, and she asked me, Paulie, do you miss the Busher reunions we used to have in Illinois when you were a little boy? And I said, not really, Mom. Well, you disappoint me, Paul. Well, Mom, at the Busher reunions, there was a bunch of old people, aunts and uncles, that I didn't even know their names and couldn't pronounce their names because they had all these strange names. And they always grabbed me by the cheek and said, you're chubby little boy, Paulie. But they did give me a piece of blueberry pie, which made it okay. I couldn't play ball with them. I couldn't go outside. Couldn't do anything, really. I didn't know them. And reunions are kind of like that. Maybe you have one this summer. But oh, the reunion in heaven. Oh, how this mother, who had already lost her husband, received her boy back. And what a hug they must have had. And what a reunion of joy. And you miss your loved ones. I miss my dad. He died in July. You miss your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, whoever. We miss church members here. Miss them dearly. What a reunion in heaven of joy. Never to be taken away again. No sorrow, no pain, no tears. Living with our God forever. What a meeting here in Luke 7. A good meeting. A godly meeting. What a meeting here in First Lutheran. You've met Jesus today. We sinners, we're going to die. Jesus comes and touches us and gives us life and salvation. This is a good meeting. Come often. Amen. Let us rise.